live at ACB 2010. This is Michael Off, and I caught up with Peggy here. She's a volunteer for the Sun Sounds Radio Reading Service. You said for 16 years you've been reading the tabloids. Is that correct?
That's right, Michael. When I first volunteered, I thought I'd be getting something very sophisticated like the New Yorker or New York Times Book Review. And I think they heard my accent and said I'd be perfect for the tabloids. So I've been reading the tabloids for 16 years.
So what are the favorites? I'm sure people contact you.
National Enquirer cover stories are big sellers. And the Globe is always a good one, too, all the gossip. And the hardest part, I'll tell you, of reading the tabloids is not editorializing. One of our principles when we read is to just read what's on the page and not editorialize. And when you're reading the tabloids, it's very hard not to put your own comments in.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a thought or two about Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay and Brad and Angelina. Ask me anything. I'm your go-to expert on any of that stuff.
And that makes a difference. You're truly interested in this, you know, the material that you're reading. So, that shows, because otherwise you would just, you know.
Well, it's kind of an interest, and I look at it from a semi-amused, cynical point of view as well.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's where I would be.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay, yeah, here it is, folks. Yeah. Take it for what it's worth
and
enjoy
right.
it.
That's but
I worked in radio, so we did a lot of that and mm-hmm. kind of human interest, entertainment, show prep type of stuff.
That's so right. You heard it here first. Angelina's going to adopt another baby.
Well, that's what the world needs.
That's right.
That's a child that at least will be financially set up anyway.
Exactly.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, you are showing here the DICE. It's the ITR-100A. It is an AM-FM HD radio, but it has a couple of cool features, and one of the main ones is that this device actually talks. It tells you what frequency you're on, and if you're on an HD or HD2, or in this case, 91.5 HD3, which is the feed for Sun Sounds here in Arizona, which is, I guess, as of now, the only one broadcasting in HD. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're the only ones nationwide right now that is broadcasting in HD. And we expect that other radio reading services will be doing that in the future, but we are kind of pioneering right now.
Now there may be some test pilot projects. The community I'm from, Evansville, Indiana, had their reading service in HD, but now has not only dropped that, but totally dropped HD, so I'm not sure what's going on there. But anyway, I wanted to just let folks hear this device. I accidentally knocked it off tune in. Maybe that's a good thing, because you'll be able to hear me tune it in.
Of others, but I don't think
FM 91.5
intermediary.
So there you go. And now as I turn it, it'll go to the HD2 and the HD3. It doesn't have a click tune to it.
HD1. Acquire. FM 91.5 KJZZ HD2.
So you hear it also reads the call letters, which I think is kind of neat. You know, you're in a new community. Great, I'm here in the hotel room kind of tuning around, trying to figure out.
FM 91.5 KJZZ HD3.
Not long ago, I went to the Seward Park Playground with David Rockwell, a New York architect. It was a perfect afternoon to be outside, with warm sunlight filtering through the plane trees. Even so, the park was...
So there you hear, it's a great quality sound. It takes a radio reading service audio to the next level. Now that's turned up all the way. I would be a little concerned for people who are hard of hearing, but it is a great sound quality, good full range, decent bass, and even the company says itself, it is enhanced by hooking up an external speaker, which you can do. And I don't really know how to describe the radio. I guess you got the cheat sheet there with the dimensions on it.
Yes, I do. And I just wanted to mention that what you're listening to on our live Sun Sounds radio now, that's being read on Mondays this time of the afternoon, is going to be the New Yorker magazine. So from 1 to 2 o'clock is the New Yorker magazine, and then from 2 to 3 is Vanity Fair magazine, and that's what's being read live on Sun Sounds right now. As far as the radio goes, this is a, as Michael said, it's an ITR-100A, and it's about 8 inches long, about 4 inches high, nice cube shape, and it is very simple to use. It's very intuitive. Each button press is followed by an audio cue that'll guide you through the action, such as station browsing. The other nice feature is it'll set up a time or an alarm clock as well. All the buttons and knobs are arranged, and they're spaced apart so that there's ease of use in mind. It's compact, so it's about the size of a loaf of bread, I would say. So
that's kind of what I thought of,
a loaf
of bread.
Yeah, it's so when we say no bigger than a bread box, that's probably true in this case.
That's what I thought of, actually, bread box.
That's exactly what this thing
kind of reminds me of.
Exactly, yeah, that's about the size. And you get the noise-free sound quality of HD radio, and you can get it, of course, at home or in your office. And we feel that the people who are going to benefit most from this radio, of course, are going to be people who have low vision or blindness or other print impairness, and also for seniors with low or poor vision. Some of the features of it are it's a pleasant voice confirmation for each button's function.
And the As we heard, right?
As we heard. And if you'd like to know the name of the voice, the voice's name is Crystal. I'm sure you need to know that.
No, everybody likes to know, have a name for the voice.
That's right.
Yes, good old Crystal.
Yeah, this Crystal was selected from a variety of voices, and that was selected by the folks at SunSounds as the one that was the most like human speech. And you get your current radio station, your time, your radio station information, and you can also get the additional content that's only found on an HD radio. So the upcoming HD radio reading services are going to be, they'll be adding on, of course, as we go forward. And you have your alarm clock, you have your, this particular unit, this DICE unit, is STAR certified, and that's the standards for accessible receivers, and it's ACES approved. And there's an audio quick start and owner's manual. So when people purchase this, they get a CD where they can listen to it. There is a little bit of a learning curve on it, and once you listen to the audible quick start, you're good to go.
Yeah, the radio is pretty straightforward. The only thing that threw me a little bit, it's going to take you maybe a little getting used to turning the dial, because since there's no clicks like some of the HD radios, you're actually tuning a manual dial, which you might like, but you have to get used to that, turning it just ever so slightly, or how much to turn it to jump from an HD or to jump. It moves in 0.1 increments, but only reads 91.5, 91.7, 91.9, so get the feel for it. But it does have a pretty good sound. You can't really test the reception here in a hotel environment, but it does seem to have pretty good fidelity. And you are actually selling those devices here, you said, for $189, right?
That's the best
price out there, I think.
Yes, it is, actually. We have them available here at the convention for $189. And if you buy them without the audio commercially, they run about $250. Just an HD radio without the audio feature is going to run about $250. So,
well, that's important to mention, because there's an ITR 100 you don't want. This is the 100A. The 100 does not have the audio capability. So ITR 100A. But this is the best price. Can people purchase these online? Are you selling these through your website as well?
Actually, we're not. We're selling them just here at the convention, but they can be purchased online. And the website is www.dice.com. And there's also a phone number, which is 561-350-4090. And that'll get you right to the DICE Electronics people.
Okay, very good. And what is your website so folks want to find out kind of the program schedule and even listen to your online stream that you
absolutely.
Have?
Yes, absolutely. You can listen online, and it's www.sunsounds.org.
Great. That's a little easier than the original one you had, Maricopa or whatever.
Very much easier, yeah.
Sunsounds.org.
That's right. And tune in at 4 p.m. Arizona time on a Saturday, and that's the tabloids. You don't want to miss them.
I'm going to definitely tune in and listen to you talk about Lindsay and Angelina Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific.
That's right.
And we'll be set. All right. Thanks a lot, Peggy. You've been great help here. Live from ACB 2010, this is Michael Off for Sarah Talk.